Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair. Today, we are very, very excited to speak with a gentleman who is a very, very close partnership with us here at the Auto Body Source through Norton St. Gobain Corporation. We want to chat with Mr. DJ White. He is the regional sales manager in the automotive aftermarket for Norton St. Gobain. And DJ, we are really, first of all, want to welcome you here. Glad to catch up with you again. I heard indirectly through one of my colleagues here recently that you have a very, very inspiring story within the automotive space. I would love if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Certainly, Nolan. First, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here and share my story. When I heard of the opportunity and the purpose behind this content, you know, it's near and dear to me, given my trajectory through this industry, as we know it as collision. So, you know, just to start, I'd like to say that in the position I'm in now, you know, I get questioned, how did you do it? How did you get there? How long did it take you? And, you know, the biggest thing that I like to lead with in that discussion is that, it didn't happen overnight. It took me all of 20 plus years to reach this position in the automotive aftermarket division. And it started with a entry-level position as a technician, roughly, 22 years ago now. I got my first job as a prepper, and anyone from the industry knows, and even the CTE students understand that those are the basics, those are the foundation roles and tasks of the collision center. And in my time as a prepper, I was able to learn the industry from the ground up, and I was, I like to think I'm different. I was very driven, and I wanted to learn every facet of the process, not just becoming a prepper. I learned how to mix paint. I learned how to cut in parts. I learned how to detail and do minor dents and dings. And I just had a knack for taking on more than my responsibility. The amazing part about that is in any facet of life or any industry is if you're doing more than you're asked, the opportunities, when they come, you're ready, you're prepared for it. Long story longer, the painter at the time, he was let go of, and they saw what I had been doing in the shop and how I, was training myself essentially, and they gave me an opportunity. And luckily I was ready from, taking on added responsibility, but that got me in the spray booth, and I ended up becoming a full-time painter there. And I went quickly from making $50,000 a year as a prepper to, I want to say $80,000+ in my time as a painter early on in my career. And I was only at that time, I'd say about 23 years old by the time I made the promotion to painter. And I'm going to talk money here because I know when I was 16 through 25, that was my driving force. It was all about, financial growth and being able to support myself and help my family. So I think it's important for the students, the young technicians, to understand the opportunity. I'm talking, I was making $80,000. This was 15, 16 years ago. Now the way the industry is set up, there's even more opportunity to make as a painter. And there's some painters I've met over the years making well over $120,000 a year in some of the higher production shops. But my story doesn't stop there. It actually just starts there. As a technician, that's the entry. That's not, hypothetically where you need to retire. If you want to be hands-on for your life, there's opportunity to grow within the shop. But for me, I met a gentleman from Exalta at the time. That was the company that I was spraying their products, and we were spraying their waterborne products. And he told me something I'll never forget. He told me that if I was interested in, you know, making the move from technician to a manufacturer, that I was going to need to go to distribution first. And I didn't, you know, fully understand, but he took me under his wing. He mentored me briefly in the time that I was a painter there, and he was my paint rep. He would come in and you know, tell me what I needed to do. And I had tons of questions, and I was like a sponge at the time. So I did exactly what he asked. And 3 months later from that role, I was with a distributor full time as a tech representative and account manager. The advice he gave me was, I can't hire you right now. You're not ready. You can't make the jump from technician to manufacturer. So he said, go to the distribution level and sharpen your craft, and I'll come find you. So I did that. And I worked for a distributor for 7 years as a technical representative and account manager. And I got to learn the business side. And at the time, I didn't understand why he was trying to walk me through these steps, but it was very key for me in understanding the business, understanding how the manufacturers partner through distribution to then get product and services to the technicians who are using everything every day. So I spent about 7 years in distribution, and I did run into him later. And, you know, for what it's worth, I had an attempt to get that job, and I didn't earn it, but I didn't stop there. I applied then for a different paint manufacturer, and I landed that position. And I spent a short time there before Saint-Gobain, also known as Norton Abrasives, found me. And they courted me and asked me to come on board. And I did. I took a role on here almost 4 years ago as a sales supervisor. And in that time, I was fortunate enough to also go around still and speak to the Philadelphia CTE schools and begin to tell my story, begin to share with them my path and career development. And that time, you know, was, like I said earlier, was near and dear to me, because if it wasn't for that gentleman that walked into my shop and, you know, me seeing him live in the flesh, being a young African-American male in this industry, I don't know if I would have sought the path. I think sometimes it takes us to see ourselves and someone else to then see that path and that opportunity. And I was fortunate enough that he mentored me briefly and helped me understand, you know, the layers and the tiers of learning and developing myself as a professional. So, you know, fast forward a little bit, my time here at Saint-Gobain, I was a sales supervisor responsible for the state of Pennsylvania. And one thing I brought with me in every company is, again, I give me more responsibility. I don't want a dime for it, because I'm learning. And that, again, works for me here. I, you know, in a brief amount of time, a year and a half as an outside salesperson for this large global manufacturing company, I was recognized by them. And I was given an opportunity to apply for this regional sales manager position. And I earned that. And, you know, here I am now going on 3 years in this role. And I have the opportunity now to lead and manage a team of 12 direct reports, as well as two rep agencies. I'm also responsible for roughly a third of the U.S. And, you know, I take great honor and pride in that. I get to go around and help distributors grow their business. In turn, helps us grow our business here at Saint-Gobain with the quality products and services we offer. So again, I just summarized my career path in, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so, but it was 20 years of, you know, becoming a master at every task I was given incrementally, and that long-term compounds into success, I feel. So, you know, for any young technicians listening, I hope that they understand that, you know, becoming a technician is just the beginning. It can be the end in retirement for you, but there's also so many different layers of opportunity, financial gain, and, you know, stability in your career. And you can do all that without inheriting, or I should say, taking on the college debt that, you know, a lot of my peers did to get to the same place in a longer amount of time or sometimes shorter. But either way, I think that's a key part here is you can be an independent and an adult and make an earn a living for yourself and your family at a young starting age.
That's interesting that you pointed out that you did this on more of a vocational trajectory than through college. That is something that I think is really advocated for even more in light of the technician shortage now. So it's really encouraging to hear you say that. You also mentioned a gentleman that mentored you. Do you feel like there was something in you that he saw that he tapped into and helped you to tap into?
You know, Nolan, I like to think so. I remember at the time I always prided myself on being very product and technically savvy and articulate. And he had those same qualities. So I think we hit it off very well. And I asked all the right questions to let him know that I was hungry and looking for those opportunities. And, you know, thankfully, he took me under his wing and showed me what I needed to do. And I was on my way from there.
Awesome. Awesome. Are there any ways that any students or aspiring technicians are there steps that they could take to get connected with a company like yours or at your company now?
Yeah. So currently, you know, I'm a huge promoter of everyone who reports to me and everyone on our sales staff of joining the advisory committees, visiting the CTE schools and being, you know, a heavily influenced manufacturing personality in those environments. So there's opportunities if you're in a CTE program to talk to your local manufacturing rep who visits and or your distributor sales rep. Ask for their business card, send them an email, and ask for guidance and mentorship. You know, we at Norton St. Gobain, it's a strong focus for us. You know, we pride ourselves on being a little bit more blue collar than some manufacturers, and, you know, we want to build from the grassroots up, you know, the next generation of our industry.
Awesome, man. Really, really, this was exciting. I, having known you for the past couple of years, I did not know that you had such a deeply rooted technical side of your career path. I was excited to hear that.
Good. I'm glad to share. You know, I saw a quote. I'm going to get cheesy really quick. It was by Steve Harvey, and he said, "In life, there's no elevator. You have to take the stairs." And that stuck with me because I look at every job I've gotten and how it was just a next step to the next role of my career. And I wanted to share that message because, you know, the next generation of our industry, they might look at taking a job as a detailer or as a prepper or an R&I person as, you know, not the most appealing job in comparison to going to college or, you know, jumping right into corporate America. But it's just a step. It's a small step. And if you get in there and you master the trade, you know, companies like St. Gobain and other manufacturers, we are dying for young, strong, hungry, driven talent. So take the stairs.
That's great advice. Great, great advice. DJ, we really appreciate connecting with you today and you connecting with our audience. You're really a great example of what it looks like to advocate for the future of this industry. We are going to continue to lean on your expertise and your mentorship too. So we thank you once again for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you, Nolan, and thank you, AutoBodySource. I'm grateful and honored to be a guest here.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of The Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For 3 decades, The Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.